people just like me. 100 unions in the snow. I watch them walking, I watch them falling. We live always underground. It's gonna be so quiet in here tonight. 1,000 islands in the sea, it's a shame.
Feeling like you're looking for the Well, hello there. I didn't see you come in.
Hi. You're listening to Revolution Rock, and this is CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and also we have Kieran joining us this week.
Oi, oi.
Thanks for joining us. We ended off with a really cool track there. What did we hear?
That was Broadcast with the song Michael A. Grammer. Yeah, amazing band. Sadly, the singer passed away in 2010, tragically, from swine flu. And I often wonder, like, you know, what music they would have went on to create if it wasn't for such that tragic circumstances. But I love that album, Tender Buttons. That was one of the kind of CDs I brought along myself at the top of the set. You heard a song that I brought along, Orange Juice.
Yep.
And then I just couldn't resist the temptation to play Pulp right after Orange Juice.
We heard Pulp. What did we hear?
That was a song called Something Change, which, like, I don't know, I always associate that song. It's a little cheesy. I have a very, very fond memory of watching them at Glastonbury in, like, 2011. And when they played that song, the sun was, like, set in. It was just, like, just this kind of beautifully, instantly nostalgic scene. Today feels like the harbinger of summer, the sun out. So Orange Juice, Pulp feels like it goes hand in hand with the vibe today.
It is, you know, very, you know, orb, very bright. I like that, like a sun rising.
Yeah.
And that really is a beautiful memory, too. There's nothing cheesy about that. We should mention, too, though, speaking of Pulp, we talked about this during the actual song block, yeah. But the bassist, Steve McKee, passed away not too long ago, back in March. And he was known, of course, for being the longtime musician within that group. He also did a lot of production work for artists like MIA and Arcade Fire. So he's actually had a long-standing career in music.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff from Pulp. And thank you so much for that selection. It was a very summery selection, very appropriate for today.
We also had...
Oh, yeah, and we should mention, after Pulp, we heard a tribute to New Order. They're actually having a 40th anniversary of the album Power, Corruption, and Lies. I actually really liked having Broadcast after those two New Order songs because it was very appropriate, New Order being this harbinger of synth rock, integrating synthetics and keyboards into what have traditionally been rock music, but in a way that wasn't quite done before. It wasn't the Kraftwerk style of completely sublimating all instruments for electronic and synthesized instruments. It was a merging, an amalgamation, which really redefined what a lot of bands were striving for in their music thereafter. We've kind of played the song that people know this album for, and rightfully so. It's a hot summer banger.
Yeah, well, you were reluctant to put it on at first, but then we just decided that, well, I just never don't want to hear that song.
It's a great,
like,
song.
If you ever go to, like, someone's house and people are having drinks and the vibe is kind of slipping, just put that on and everyone's gonna love it. It's cool. Foolproof.
Of course, we're talking about Age of Consent. It is the song. It's such a beautiful song. And we heard a cover, actually, from the final song on the album, Leave Me Alone by Destroyer, featuring Dan Bejar, that's taken from a compilation called Power, Corruption, and Lies Covered. Again, this album is kind of synonymous with the single Blue Monday, but I think Blue Monday is not the appropriate harbinger for the sound you find on this album. Yes, a lot of soundscapes with synths are involved, but it's not nearly as icy or mechanical as that single. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really great lush guitar work on here that really just give it a certain warmth that I don't think people were expecting from New Order prior to this, especially with Movement, their first album, being very much the band trying to figure out where they're going to go after the suicide of Ian Curtis, as the band were formerly Joy Division. And I think they finally found their stride.
Transition Joy Division to New Order, that first record.
Absolutely. Now, they found their stride with this one and continued on to, like, great success. So we played that set there. Really great range of music there from the UK.
Yeah.
With the exception of Destroyer, of course, who sounds like he really does want to come from the UK no matter what. But, you know, that's a Bejar thing.
He's Canadian.
Speaking of Canadians.
Yes. So we're going to do a little set here in tribute to Gordon Lightfoot, who passed away recently. Legendary Canadian musician. He worked very hard at his songwriting craft, on the words and the music, and he would write it out all by hand. And he often wrote in an isolated form and then would bring it to the band. But when he started out, it was definitely more in the folky direction. And one of his early songs, Early Morning Rain, would actually wind up getting, and this happened to a lot of his songs, they got covered by all these different artists. This was before he was really a big name. It got covered by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I believe another artist as well, and then it would just continue as he went on. More people would kind of, you know, appreciate his songwriting.
They would appropriate it and, make their own version, but what you have is not the version that most people are familiar with, which was a re-recorded version that gained some chart success in the 70s. This was the version that he recorded in the mid-60s.
Yeah, for his first album, Lightfoot, from 66. I believe it's his first album.
From 66. Well, it's his first album as a solo artist, because he had worked with a band called the Two Tones before that. Not to be, confused with the genre Two Tone. Very different. But, this was his debut solo record.
Yeah, and you know what? We'll talk a little bit more about his music on the way back. We're going to hear a couple tracks from him. We're also going to hear a really cool cover of If You Could Read My Mind by a post-punk band that was based in Canada called Century Palm to end out... Well, maybe not to end out the set, but we're going to hear it in this set. And then we'll talk a little bit more about...
We should also briefly mention, we're going to hear two rocking songs from Lightfoot, because before this folk album, he actually dipped his toes in rock and roll, very much influenced by what Dylan was doing in the mid-60s with the augmentation of folk and rock and roll music. And you might be surprised to hear how much Gordon swings on these songs, but that's what we're going to do, a little tribute to a fallen Canadian legend, and then we're going to be playing some new music, some older music, and some fun music. Not mutually exclusive, I think they all can be fun, but yes, that's how we're doing it here on Revolution Rock.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here in the grass where the cold wind blows. Now the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. Well, there she goes, my friend. Well, she's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar, see the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound, far above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on the way in the early morning rain. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on the way in the early morning rain.
Baby, let's get together sign a treaty, we'll have no more fights. Cause I don't want another battle like last night. Let's get together for negotiations and have a little summit talk. Baby, let's get together for a legal visit and have a little peacetime chat. Don't be mean. Please tune in, my lovin', on your radar screen. Let's get together for negotiations. Have a little summer talk. Well, honey, why can't we join forces? Cause we could make a great company. Honey, put away them fighting words. Come and take up arms with me. Baby, let's get together for a good discussion and just forget about the past. Cause I got banging and a burning like 100,000 megaton blast. Well, honey, come and give me just a loving kiss. Cause I am mighty certain we could coexist. Let's get together for negotiations and have a little summer talk. Honey, but honey, I want to negotiate.
I come too close and I'm caught.